This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, now. Hey.
Here for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? That's not funny. That's just rude. Because Al Roker is on one of these lines.
And we complete the trifecta now.
Yeah, but yeah. I almost feel like we're cheating on Tony because we really are friends with Tony Perkins.
Well, I went to school with Tony.
With the whole thing.
I've known Tony for longer than I've known you guys.
Nobody was more supportive, you know, with my whole thing than Tony was.
Tony is a good guy, but I mean, it's nice to have this. This is we're completing now.
But that was just uncalled for, Rob.
Rob, you shouldn't have done.
Whoever picked that tape should be fired. Oh, let's rejoin.
Try to understand. Try to understand. Try to understand. They are magic men. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Anyway, the great Al Roker is on the phone, and we'll have him on. Let's just tell him right up front that we're friends with Tony, and he won't be pissed.
No,
I don't think so. Al.
Hello.
Al Roker, now.
Yeah. Let's give Al a nice big round of applause.
We almost feel like we're cheating here because we are close friends with the other guy from the other show.
And I love Tony. Nice guy.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then once we get past that. What?
You got something in your nose. There you go.
Thank you. nobody would know that.
I know. It's just, I
embarrassed me in front of Al Roker.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
Al, of course, we're big fans of you and the Today Show. Yes. And we used to, you don't care about the stuff with Katie Couric that we knew her before she was Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
What we'd like to do, we know that you want to promote your show on the Food Network.
Yes.
We would love to interview you.
I watched that over the weekend.
If you wouldn't mind, we'd like to interview you as Larry King. We feel most comfortable with Larry King's kind of wandering stream of consciousness interview style.
We're on a little bit of a Larry King kick right now, Alan. We're not asking you to do anything to join in the skit. We're simply asking you to answer. Well, it is a sketch. It's a comedy sketch.
That's right.
We're asking you just to.
Sketch.
We're going to ask you the questions like Larry would, and you just answer them like if Larry was interviewing. And you'll see if you can track with the. It's kind of a new Larry King style of interviewing.
Okay.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show. We're joined by Albert Roker from the Today Show. You like weather, Al?
I love weather. I live weather.
You like hot or cold? Which do you prefer? You're a weatherman.
I like the cold because you can always warm up. Once you're hot, there's really not much you can do. Well,
so you think people in Alaska are happier than people in Hawaii?
I think
you ever been to Hawaii, Al? I've been there.
I can't spell Hawaii.
Hawaii's a nice place. It's warm in Hawaii, so if you like the cold, I suppose you'd prefer the cooler climates and places on vacation. Do you vacation?
It has air conditioning in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So you can get cold
right in
Hawaii.
Exactly.
Right. What's your favorite food? You like food, right?
I like food.
I enjoy food.
Is there a particular food you like?
Whatever's in front of
me. Al has a show, Recipe for Success, Food Network, second season. That episode starts tomorrow, 9:30, 8:30 Central on Food Network. Al, I was on an airline yesterday. Bad food.
Bad food. They don't do well.
You like airline food?
I like the little nuts in the foil pack.
You like Northwest? You like the Northwest? I like the United.
I don't like an airline that basically... Their name is One Direction.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. You got me with that one. One Direction. So
Northwest,
I'm...
Southwest. What are you going to do with that? You're going to feel like I have to go Southwest.
Right. You got to say...
If you're in, say, Arizona, where do you go?
You ever get...
You're in Northwest. You're in Seattle.
He got you with that one, and he got me with that.
It's the Don and Mike Show. We're talking with Al Roker.
We're asking him all sorts of things about weather and food.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. My all-time favorite airline slogan was the old one that Delta had, which they eventually, and rightfully so, finally retired, which was Delta gets you there. Wow. That's unbelievable.
Delta.
Actually get me there. I give you money, and you act like it's a big deal to get me there. Never understood that one.
Al, you're on the Today Show. You've got the gig. You're the trusted weatherman. Why don't you do the Smucker's birthdays?
Well, because that's...
Do you want the Smucker's? I know, but do you want it?
No, I...
Do you want the Smucker's?
I don't, because you know what? I like Smucker's, but you know, I always have the problem when I go in the fridge, there's a little jelly ring underneath when I take the jar out.
Al, when you're standing outside for years talking with people, you're the go-to guy. Do they annoy you ever?
They don't. They, some frighten me. Frighten me. Because, you know, there's a look.
Al.
And they want to be on TV. And the fact of the matter is, I could be Saddam Hussein. If I would put them on TV, they would say, "We love you."
Saddam Hussein, not a good guy.
Not a bad guy.
We're with Al Roker. Al, you...
You know the one shot I always loved of Saddam Hussein? The one where he's on the balcony and he fires off the shotgun?
Oh, yeah.
I always want a guy to fall 3 seconds later.
Photoshop
like that scene from, you know, Naked Gun 33 and 3rd when Fred Ward fires off a gun. He goes, "Somebody gets hurt," and then the guy falls on the stage. After him!
We're here with Al Roker. Al, I know from watching you on the box, you love hats.
I like the hat.
You like a nice hat?
My father always wore a hat. I always like to wear a hat, you know, kind of an...
Do you have a hat collection, Al?
I have a baseball cap collection, and I have a number of fedoras. I have three winter-type fedoras, and I have two Panama hats.
Are you aware of the lie that I, Larry King, have perpetuated for years, that I played stickball with Sandy Koufax?
Yeah, I do. And after all this time, I don't understand a grown man who doesn't have a jacket.
Al,
why don't you get a jacket?
Because I like showing my suspenders.
Because that is the boniest frame I have ever seen.
It's the shoulders touch.
I love Larry King.
No, it's the shoulder blades. Al, are you aware that my shoulder blades actually touch?
I think you could actually cut melons. They're frightening. That's why I think Larry, you do need to watch my show Recipe for Success.
On the Food Network.
Because it's all about food, and maybe you might be induced to eat a cookie.
Al, you got another show, didn't you? You had another one on the Food Network.
Well, Recipe for Success, I don't host. I just produce that.
What's the name of the one where you go everywhere?
That's Roker on the Road.
Roker on the Road.
Yes.
That's a clever name for you. You travel and you go on the road to different places and you call it Roker on the Road.
Actually, no, I drink and just fall down a lot.
That's very exciting.
It's for 30 minutes. People watch me, you know, knock back a few belts and then I drop down onto an interstate.
Al. Now, here's the serious part. When you hear Larry's mouth get chocolatey.
Yes, go ahead. Get serious.
You were not on the air for a couple of weeks because of you had some back problems.
A back issue.
Mm. Hey, do you like the pills? Are you like Rush?
I'm not doing the Rush.
Didn't get hooked on the baby blues?
I don't even know Roy Black.
All right. So you don't. So it's no, and now you're back and you're happy and you're healthy?
And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Have I seen you?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy.
Who wrote that song, Al? That's a great song. Who wrote that?
It's one of the great songs, one of the all-time great songs.
It's catchy. My kids, Chance Armstrong King and Cannon. What's Cannon's middle name?
Boom Boom.
Cannon Boom Boom King. They both liked it. They enjoyed it. We're talking with Al Roker. The show is Recipe Success. News Hour with Aaron Brown is coming up next.
Al's show on the Food Network.
If you're Aaron Brown, how ticked off are you? You know, you've worked your whole life, and then along comes Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. I don't like him. We don't like the young Anderson Cooper. He's cocky.
He's got an attitude.
Cocky Cooper?
Cocky doesn't work in this business, does it?
No.
Here's another great Larry non-sequitur. I'm saying, you go. We're talking with Al Roker. Al, New Orleans, sad.
He'll just throw that out. That's hilarious.
No.
You were down there, sad, sad. And then he'll follow it up with like, yeah, sad.
So, do you like peppermint?
I saw it.
I'm more a wintergreen.
Al, no one like you can wear a seersucker suit. I seen him wear.
You saw him wear the seersucker?
On the Today Show.
You like the seersucker, Al?
Do you mind the jibes you get from the cast and crew when you wear the seersucker?
It's kind of like jibe talking. John, don't.
Do you like the bean cheese?
I like the bee. I'm not crazy about the cheese.
Britney Spears, we're talking with Al Roker, has a baby. Do you like boys or girls?
I enjoy them both. I have a boy and I have two girls.
Daddies love their little girls, right? But boys, you can play stickball with.
Right, with Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
We're talking with Al Roker.
Al.
The new show is Recipe for Success. Al.
It's hosted by Eric McClendon, a fine-looking young man who in fact, has never heard of Sandy Koufax.
What is the recipe for success, Al?
It's two parts sweat, one part imagination, and one part having a dad who's the head of the CEO. It's an interesting show in that, you know, you mentioned the Roker on the Road. We did a segment each week on people who had food dreams, who wanted to, you know, pursue a career in food, and it proved so popular, they ended up doing a spinoff on it. And, folks from, you know, come up with a great pizza or, you know, everybody, you know, somebody who said, your chocolate chip cookies, those are the best. You ought to go into business. Well, these are people who've done that. Uh-huh. And, so it's kind of a fun show.
Will you ever open up a restaurant, Al?
No, you know, it's a lot of work. 9 out of 10 of them fold.
Cause?
And because freeloading celebrities like yourself come in and expect a free meal.
That's right. I remember going to Duke Siebert's, and I never paid for the matzo ball soup.
Cars. I was thinking about cars. Yes. They drive fast. Do you like a car?
I've seen cars.
You've seen cars. So have I. Yes.
Cars.
Some of them make a lot of noise. Sharpie makes a good pen.
Yes.
You use the Sharpie, Al?
I like the Sharpie, except, you know, the tip, it only stays sharp for about 7 minutes.
Do you have a cue card,
and
boy?
And they call it Sharpie, and then they're not.
Do you have a cue card, boy?
We have a cue card girl.
A cue card girl.
What's her name?
Cutie.
Is she vigorous?
Cutie. Judy or Cutie?
Judy?
Cutie.
Now, you don't read the cards, right, for the weather?
I play cards.
For the weather.
Oh, you play. You like the poker?
I love the Texas Hold'em, but
oh
I don't
my
know what
God.
I'm supposed to hold.
All right, here we go. This is a Larry King exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. An idea for Al Roker. We'll call it Roka Poker.
It's interesting. You're going from Larry King to Regis Philbin.
That would be Roka Poker. All right, that'd be a nice transition.
Kind of forcing thing.
I know. We're just going out of our minds here.
But with Al Roker.
Why are you doing the dueling Larry King?
I can explain. We got on a Larry King kick, and we do this, and then we just get upset.
Because really, when you think about it, his interviews really do go like from, seriously, we're with Al Roker, New Orleans, sad,
yeah.
And it would be like you're talking to a 3-year-old.
Right.
Hey, Al, that set you're on, oh, pretty colors.
And I think it's...
You like blue?
Chicago, hello. Los Angeles. Bigger than a bread box?
Lots of people think blue's the number one color.
What's the number one Sharpie color, Al?
I think black.
Black followed by red, don't you think?
I would believe so.
There we
are. Not very popular.
Do you like the shiny metallic new Sharpies like the football players sign the helmets with?
I like them, except they gum up very quickly.
You like the football?
I like the football a little too pebbly.
You know, I'm giving Al Roker at this stage of the game a round of applause for just playing along with us, right?
The NFL is big, right?
Except, why only 3 letters? Because it's always the National Football League. Shouldn't it be TNFL?
3 letters, except when they have their Super Bowl, then they use the numbers, the Roman numerals.
The Roman numerals. Nobody knows those.
Very confusing.
I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Why don't they use Greek numbers?
Greek numbers would be better.
I think so.
Easier to read.
Mm-hmm. Alpha, beta, theta.
Campbell Brown. How she say so thin?
And yet,
I worry.
Really more of a pinkish.
You said it, not us.
All
right, Al. You're...
You know, this is, you know, you're here's the thing. Up. For people who are students of broadcasting, you guys are legends. And it's just fun to be on the radio.
Well, thank you, Al. That's nice of you.
We're not legends. We're here with the legend, Al Roker.
Yeah. Al. Don is refusing to get out of character.
He won't. He won't. He's going to have to slap him.
That's going to be our new modus operandi.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned you do this Larry King thing. I was working out at the gym about a month ago, and I look over, and there he is on the treadmill.
Larry?
Larry King. Mm-hmm. The gym my wife and I belong to is at a hotel.
What do you think? The human frog had walked?
Well, he's just...
Did he have on black socks?
No, he had on a full workout with the shorts, and I thought, I could snap him like a twist.
Yeah.
I could just reach over, grab one of his legs, and make a wish.
Wow, that must have been a little frightening to see him on a treadmill, because he really, he has gotten teeny tiny, hasn't he?
He is as thin... I mean, I don't ever really think he was ever heavy.
Right. Now, he had like a little paunch back when he was, you know.
Now, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, just like, you just keep thinking chicken.
He had a paunch. It reminds me. You like the show Chips?
Yeah.
With Paunch? Remember?
I like to eat them.
Eric Estrada?
Paunch and John.
Whatever happened to Eric?
I don't know why they called it Chips, because there's no I.
That's right. It was just CHP, California Highway Patrol, right, Al?
Exactly.
Do you ever look at Law and Order?
I'm always confused. I don't understand what Law and Order has to do with an Escalade. You know, Law and Order SUV.
It's gripping.
SUV.
It's gripping. Tell me something. Are you like me? Do you just laugh when you see Joey, the TV show?
I more of a look of puzzlement.
I think it's hilarious. Who is he? What's his
that's
name?
Matt LeBlanc.
He's great.
He's an enormous talent.
His father did all those voices on the Warner Brothers cartoon.
That's right. Ah, that's right. Mel LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Now, 2 and a Half Men, that's funny, right?
Right. Except, they're really, it's really 2 men and a kid. I'm expecting to see a semi dismembered torso.
You like the Cirque du Soleil, Al?
I'm not crazy about it because they don't really have real clowns. Nobody comes out of a little car.
All right.
But talking to Al Roker, who's got a show producing Recipe for Success.
Recipe for Success on the Food Network.
Listings 9:30.
Second season starts tomorrow. Your wife's on the television.
She's on 2020.
Is she desperate? Is she a desperate housewife, Al?
She's desperate to stay away from me.
That's pretty normal. I find that most marriages work that way. The time apart, help or hurt.
Yeah, like the dentist says, abscess makes the heart grow fonder.
You got all your teeth?
Yeah,
I'm missing a few.
All my teeth.
I got some crowns.
You got some crowns and bridge work.
I think that you know what I like about a bridge.
What's that?
No matter how far you go, there you are.
There you are.
A bridge over the River Kwai.
A brilliant statement by Al Roker. The bridge gets you to where you're going.
Exactly.
Hey, Al.
Like Delta Airlines.
Gets you there.
My hip is fake.
Wow.
I have a fake hip.
Caramel or peanut butter, Al? If you had to choose.
I'd have to go with the caramel.
Caramel, good man. Yeah. Good guy. Al Roker, good guy, likes caramel.
Again, kind of slipping into Regis there.
Right. Okay. Thank
Hi
you.
There. Hi, how are you?
I'm only one man.
I could do that easily.
I'm having a heart attack.
Where's Donald Trump?
Where's Gelman?
You like drawing pictures?
I do enjoy drawing pictures. Yeah. I like making the little sunny faces.
I seen your cartoons.
Thank you.
Cartoons today, they're violent. Where's the happy ones like Transformers
when we were kids?
Which is more predictable?
Okay, here's a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I can understand. I can buy that the Roadrunner and the Coyote. I can understand that the Coyote could order this stuff from Acme.
Right? Acme, yes.
Where did he get the money?
Oh my God, that's true.
No visible means of support.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers provided it.
Yeah.
The studio, is that what you're saying, Buzz?
I don't understand.
That was the budget. Al brings up a valid point. Al, comic strips are funny, like Henry, right? Henry's funny, right?
But never talks.
Family circus.
There's no animals, and nobody has a whip.
Not funny. Family circus, not funny.
Dennis the Menace, funny.
Yeah.
Always funny.
Mr. Wilson.
Blondie, Chick Young.
Wilson,
always
man. A lot of anger funny. Issues.
You're a big comic book fan?
I do enjoy the comic book.
Some comics
I'm more of a DC man than a Marvel.
Some comics are sad, Mary Worth.
Yeah.
That's Mary sad.
Yeah. Oh, my son is coming downstairs, and he sounds pretty upset.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's his cue.
I think so.
The name of the show is Recipe for Success. Al Roker has not been interviewed by Don and Mike. He's actually been interviewed by 2 Larry Kings today. He's been a good
squared.
Sport. And, Al, you're a good guy. Give our very best to Katie Couric.
I certainly will.
You say your son has a cold?
No, he's just upset. He sounds a little, I think he just woke up from a nap.
Give our very best to your son.
Thank you.
Al Roker.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Al.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
There you go.
There you go. That's Al Roker.
There he is.
The whole time interviewed by Larry King, he leaves the interview saying, yes, they're insane. They're not right. They're not normal.
Oh, come on. How else are we, what else are we going to say to him? He just wanted the plug, and good for him he got the plug.
That's right. It's complete now, if you're keeping track. We've got, what's his name, Price, Dave Price. Mm-hmm. Tony Perkins and Al Roker, now all the network weathermen.
We got them all.
Unless you bring some guy from the Fox News channel over.
A Foxcast.
That's not going to count.
I think next would be someone like Jim Cantore.
Yeah, so Weather Channel. But
have you seen
the big three we got?
Mike, have you seen the new relaxed set on the Weather Channel?
No, I haven't.
It's a living room type setting. And
sure.
Stephanie Abrams is there. Legs diamond. They wow. Legs that go all the way up to her neck.
Stephanie Abramson's on the set?
You know they call me Larry the Lip.
Do they have ottomans?
There's an ottoman.
Lamps?
No lamps.
You said it's relaxed. They ought to have lamps for reading.
You know what's nice?
What?
Davenport.
A Davenport.
Have a Davenport?
Yes, Davenport. You took that from Wayne's World.
I did.
Two chimps on a Davenport.
That's funny.
Like Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Our guest is Al Roker. Oh,
I understand that he's given me a complex, accusing my Larry King of being Regis. Now we have another marriage. Now it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Jackson.
That was your Larry is nothing like your Regis.
had to be the phone.
Thank you. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm good, Larry.
Jesus.
How's
Hello.
Your birthday?
Don and my show. It was a vigorous.
Fantastic.
You went to a whorehouse with your wife.
Gentleman's club.
A whorehouse.
Very scary.
You like whores?
I like old women.
I like the whores.
Incidentally, if you ever want to get out of an interview, say your son's coming downstairs.
Always works.
It always
Hello.
Works.
Hello. Don, Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, what can we do for you?
I need to get out of jury duty, and I'm wondering what's the best way to do it.
Okay, here, very simple. I'll tell you, rent the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance. You'll get your answer in the first 15 minutes.
Do what now?
Have you seen the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No.
It's the best, I believe, of the Die Hard trilogy. Rent it. Wait until Bruce Willis gets the call to go into Harlem wearing the sandwich board. Wear the exact same sandwich board into the courtroom.
They'll excuse you.
I guarantee you'll be out.
Yep. You won't be attempt of court or anything?
No, you are
Did
simply...
Did you say it won't be attempt of court? You mean contempt?
You are
yeah.
simply First Amendment, so...
I don't think you have to worry. I'm listening to this guy right now. I think any, yeah, I think if he gets interviewed, you know. Do you have any predisposition to any cases? Any strong
no.
opinions one way or the other?
When they
no.
ask you what the last book you read was, tell them the O'Reilly Factor for kids.
But no, really,
what about
rent
what about
the movie? Is like just rent Die Hard 3. Get the sign, go in, they'll let you out.
What about if I don't show up? What do you think will happen then?
Okay,
then you'll be guilty of attempt of court.
That's stupid.
What yeah. if I carry like a Malcolm X type of handbook with me or something when I go down to court?
Yeah, then you could do that, too.
You could do that, or you could simply go with my funnier idea of watching that movie. And once you,
But
once
take
you,
that sandwich board off before you leave the courtroom.
Nah, don't.
And something tells me now, the more I talk to you, you probably already have that board somewhere in your house.
No, Don, why you say that, Don?
Well, now, how do you know? You don't know what's on the sign.
You ain't got a point there. You got a point there.
You just like being on the radio right now, aren't you?
Yeah, how did you know?
You want to make it last as long as you can, don't you?
How did you know?
I just sensed it.
Hey,
and
you know,
he sounded
qualified to be a professional juror.
Attempt of court.
I know.
I'm court. Guilty of attempt of court.
Why did he even contempt the call?
We're going to talk to Beth Ann McBride.
See what she's up to.
See how it went.
Hey, I like Beth Ann doing Larry.
How was Roker when you did you speak to him after?
Well, his publicist, when you were talking to him, called and wanted to hear it. So I put him on hold, and when I picked it up, he was laughing. So it's fun. He played along.
That's good. Playing along is good. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride,
she,
author of Single Girl Success.
And looking at myself in the mirror. That's the follow-up from Beth Ann McBride.
How are you? Have you bought any dresses?
No, I have not. I'm not a fan of the dresses.
You like the pants?
Yeah, I do. Am I supposed to be? I'm going to be me. Yeah, I do.
No, you could be Larry too.
It's too much Larry.
It's never enough Larry. Thing. Never enough Larry. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride. Do you miss the high hard one?
Huh?
Do you miss the high hard one?
Is that sexual?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Oh, now hold on. Now I got to bring it. You've never heard of the phrase the high hard one? The heat-seeking moisture, Mr.
That I've heard. The other one I had not.
Baloney pony?
You know, I don't know. Guys didn't talk around me like this.
Huh.
Yeah.
You never had a man dirty talk you in that sweet way?
Do you think that society's more innocent now or more complex?
I think more complex, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Why do women have the right to vote?
What? Yeah.
Why do women have the right to vote?
Because we should have the right to vote.
Why? Why, Beth Ann? Why? Do you care?
I do care.
Does suffrage matter to you?
It's really an inconvenience for
most people.
How many
Larry Kings are in that room?
We're all Larry.
You're a... Hey, put Joe on. I'd like to see if he wants to try to play this game.
Hello?
Are you still hooked on things?
Still hooked. Enjoying them.
Did you... You sent me a rambling email this weekend, and you sent the rambling email to Rob this weekend. Do you like the electronic mail, Joe?
I like to communicate.
He doesn't like capital letters.
And no.
He spells cause, C-U-Z.
Are you on the antibiotics?
That bothers me.
Antibiotics, antidepressants.
Ah, that's good.
You drink?
Your wife... Your wife, Tracy Neal, she dropped a case of beer on her hip. How's she doing?
On a foot, not a hip.
Broke three bones.
In a hip? Tracy Neal?
Three bones in a foot.
Three bones. Is she going to recover?
She'll be fine in 8 weeks.
They give her anything? Is she in a cast?
8 weeks, 2 months.
Is she wearing a cast?
No, a soft cast thing.
Are you stealing her meds? We're talking with Joe Odinger.
I didn't get any.
Do you think you've caused yourself any permanent brain damage?
You never know.
You forget things. You don't remember?
I like to forget.
You happy with your Stones?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about down there. I'm talking about the rock group.
Yes. Love the Stones.
Wonderful.
You like working on the Don and Mike show? I hear the big dicks.
Huh?
I hear the big dicks.
They're no.
They're tough to work with. Tell me. You can tell me the truth.
I love working with the Don and Mike. Missed him on Friday.
Ah, missed him on Friday. Yes, that's right. You were away taking care of the foot. Is the foot a complicated part of the body, Joe?
More bones in the foot, I hear, than the rest of the body.
Good answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you were at the doctor, did you microwave some chicken?
No, I didn't.
You like chicken?
Love the chicken.
My feet are turning blue. Any significance to that? They're blue.
Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Navy blue.
Good day.
Like the background of an Aquafina bottle.
Newsroom. Let's go to the newsroom. Hello, newsroom.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You like the sex?
I love the sex.
Yeah.
You like the tight shirt?
I like the tight shirt.
Dirty sex. That's what you like. The dirtier the better. Isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right.
Yeah.
You wear a necklace?
Sometimes.
With the tooth?
Sometimes.
You ever, after your dirty sex, you feel like repenting?
No, never.
You ever?
You a sinner, Buzz?
Always.
Do you procreate and then cry? Do you cry, Buzz?
Never cry.
Always cry. I hear you cry.
No regrets.
You ever say the Lord's Prayer right after you achieve?
No. No.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank, who's also talking like Larry, making it Don, Mike, Rob, and Buzz all talking like Larry with a little of Beth Ann.
Joe.
All right. We'll be back on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And then it was always a... But what was that little that...
No, and then he'd be on, because he wouldn't know that he'd gone to break. And that's when he'd slump back in his chair and go, who's your agent?
Is he vigorous?
Yeah. And then somebody sent us a tape of Larry King one time that we can't play now because we can't play what he did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Larry farting. Great. Almost as good as the tape of Elton John farting.
Right. Excuse me.
Whoops.
Sorry about that. We're with John Grisham.
It's a creeper.
I'm terribly sorry.
We're here with John Grisham. His latest book is called The Jury. John, did you smell that fart?
Sorry. I had broiled sole. broiled sole for lunch at Duke Siebert's. I'm sorry for breaking wind.
I say to my children, I say, pull Grandpa's finger.
Yeah, that's right. Even though they're my sons, I say.
Dust comes out. Dust in the wind. You like Kansas?
If you're more comfortable, I said to Chance Armstrong, call me Grandpa.
Carry on, my wayward son. The BTK show was on CBS last night. Did you watch it, Buzz?
Oh.
He's a bad man.
I knew it would be.
Can't wait to see Chance's first football game when I'm 85.
Doesn't your son play football? The son
that you're not really related to? Take credit of the Mormon.
The Mormon boy.
I take credit for him.
He's got the golden arm.
Yes. I'm going to see if I can get his name legally changed to King. Strapping quarterback in the college.
We got a break, Regis.
I never went to college. I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
We'll be right back.
On the corner in Brooklyn, I'm curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought that sounded like Regis. I mean,
no, I
Regis,
get that
Regis is...
Maybe because when I get... Larry and Regis do the same thing because they're both from Brooklyn when they get agitated.
No, but the Regis is just so over the... And the Yankee... Did you see that, Pippa? I mean, I can't...
Completely different.
You can.
Well, they could come from the same region. There might be similarities. I don't know for sure. Do you find similarities in them, Don?
Well... Regis is Catholic.
I just had a thought.
What's that?
Anyone in the listening audience that doesn't like Larry is throwing up right now.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What have we always said about our audience?
That's right.
The four Fs. Find them, feel them, F them.
Forget them.
Forget them. Rubber balls in liquor.
What'd you do last night?
No, it starts like this.
You do it, I'll answer. You always do it, and I answer. That's the best way to do it.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for dinner?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend?
Rubber balls and liquor. Yes, it's craziness on a Monday.
That is a joke that both Mike and I heard independently. We grew up thousands of miles away.
Different locations.
Yet. That's what makes America a great country, that I could work with a guy now for almost 20 years. And one of the first things that brought us together was a simple, harmless, wonderful child's joke. Rubber balls and liquor.
So funny and so nonsensical. But it was something about rubber balls.
And liquor.
You know, I suppose in certain circles of inner city life, there might be something that you could find that would be comparable. But I think it's just good old-fashioned nonsense.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.